You heard it in our news this morning. Connecticut's lowest earners are going to get a raise this week. The state's minimum wage expected to go up 66 cents once we get to 2025. And there are a handful of laws that will take effect in the new year, impacting Connecticut residents directly. And so one of those laws we wanted to do a deeper dive into today is in the 2024 legislative session, there was the passage of a sweeping bill intended to clarify some of the state's cannabis and hemp regulations. And we want to know what these changes are going to mean specifically for the consumers in Connecticut. So joining us now is State Representative David Rattigliano, who is a Republican from Trumbull and actually the top ranking House Republican on the committee that was primarily responsible for the regulation of cannabis and related products in our state. And so, Representative Rattigliano, thank you so much for being here. Talk to us a little bit about these new changing laws that will take effect in 2025.
What we've been trying to do in the General Law Committee with legalized cannabis over the past few years is sort of make sure whoever's selling it and whoever has access to it is either licensed to do so or isn't underage. When the first cannabis law was passed, and it included some of these hemp products that were made prior to that, when they processed the hemp, there was some naturally occurring THC, which is the intoxicating properties in marijuana. So they were selling them in gas stations, convenience stores, and supermarkets. The best thing, the best example I can give you is the THC seltzers. You didn't need to be over 18 to buy them. They were on display in Stu Leonard's. You could have been 12-year-olds. There was no carding, and they had actual THC in them. So what we were trying to say is, listen, if this stuff has a certain amount of THC, which is an intoxicant, it has to be sold in a licensed dispensary or somebody with a license to sell it, keep it out of the hands of kids.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm wondering if you feel like down the road, we were just having this conversation with Norwalk's police chief recently on the show. There's also an issue of these are illegal, but THC-infused products that claim to be chips or candies, things like that. And they're being caught, sold in convenience stores where, again, kids can get their hands on them.
So this law, we addressed that in this law. We made all those products specifically illegal. Anything that sort of uses, you know, Oreos or Cheerios or some other name, but it really is a THC-infused product, is now illegal in the state of Connecticut. We also helped the municipalities with some enforcement. Before this law passed, if you wanted to go into a smoke shop or a convenience store that potentially was selling THC products, meaning intoxicant products, not CBD, THC, you'd have to sort of get an alphabet soup of agencies together, you know, DRS, DCP, the local police, the state's attorneys, because nobody really knew how to regulate it. We gave the municipalities the ability to at least to go in there and enforce the law.
Okay, so that's what it initially was, is that it was up to basically the municipalities, but now this is going to be statewide?
No, before a municipality couldn't sort of do it on their own.
I see.
The way the law was written, there's a lot of social justice in this law. Enforcement of this law is crazy, meaning that you could see somebody with smoke billowing out of their car, driving down the street, and you cannot use that as a reason to pull them over.
That's crazy.
It's written specifically in the law. You could look into the car that you just pulled over for speeding and see marijuana on the dashboard, and you can't do anything about it, even if that person's under 21, which is the legal age. The law needs a lot of work.
That's wild to me, especially because we don't have a way of testing if somebody is high. It's not like we have a breathalyzer test, and that's wild to me. How is there such a huge loophole?
What's wild is that everybody keeps saying this DUI thing. Oh, we've all known about drinking and driving now for 30 years. We've done a pretty good job. It's decreased over years. We know exactly who the offenders are. It's twice the legal limit. They've been busted for it before. Everything we learned, 30 years of alcohol enforcement, we didn't use for marijuana, period. Nobody said boo. And then they wonder why wrong way accidents are up 1400% since we passed the law.
And the thing is it's never a point blank given as a reason for why we see, you know, the issues we're seeing, like you mentioned, wrong way collisions and things like that. But again, I think that we've known that even though there are many other states that have made cannabis sales legal, recreational cannabis more widely available to people, that even, I don't know if you could speak on this, Representative Rettigliano, but I know farmers and people who wanted to get in on the lottery system of selling cannabis, they feel that the way that we rolled this out was also improperly done.
So you're talking about the hemp farmers. We legalized hemp, or the farming of hemp, about 12 years ago. And I believe, some of us believe, that many of these people got into the hemp business. Now, hemp, you can make a lot of things out of. You know, they say that the Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper or whatever the hell they say. They all thought they were going to get the first crack of the apple to grow, first bite at the apple to grow marijuana. But when the marijuana law was drafted, it had a social justice component to it, meaning that you have to be a disproportionately affected individual or somebody that was affected by the war on drugs. They got first crack, and it left most of these hemp farmers, their farms aren't in areas that fell under these guidelines.
Interesting. Interesting. So the big takeaway here, Representative Rettigliano, is that we're going to see at least a little more of a crackdown when it comes to, it sounds like, age requirement and in the way that we enforce. So it's interesting, as I talked about with Norwalk Police, they're trying to create new laws within the city of, you know, as soon as you are flagged, for example, as a convenience store that's selling these products illegally, having the right to shut them down. And so it sort of seems like there's more rights at the municipal level as well.
That's what we were trying to do, because they know who's up to no good. So if you have a smoke shop or, say, a convenience store that's illegally selling THC products and or marijuana, when you go in there, what license exactly can you pull? If it's a restaurant and they're violating liquor laws, you get your liquor license suspended. But so the biggest license they have is a DRS stamp for revenue on the cigarettes they're selling, right? So the local municipality would have to call DRS. They'd have to call the state's attorney. Who controls the license? It became a quagmire of how do we enforce this stuff, because that's what was happening. After we legalized cannabis, all these stores were selling it to kids in form of THC or CBD products. It gets a little confusing, though. There's Delta 8, there's synthetic THC. So what we've been trying to do, even though I wasn't in favor of the commercialization of marijuana, which is what has happened. Now these big companies now own everything. Everything they thought they were trying to do isn't going to happen, but whatever. We were against the commercialization of marijuana. We were trying to at least put any of these THC products in a licensed dispensary, which is age-gated before you go in. You got to be 21 years old to walk through the door.
Well, we'll certainly be talking, I'm sure, about cannabis more. As you mentioned, Representative Rettigliano, it's certainly a conversation that I know lawmakers still want to continue working on and getting stronger legislation to handle this better. So I'm sure it's going to come up during the next legislative session, which is literally just days away. I thank you so much for joining us on the show, and I'm sure we will be talking again in 2025.
Happy to, anytime.
All right, great. Representative Rettigliano, we appreciate you right here on Melissa in the Morning.